Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This podcast is supported by a brand new Broadway musical that literally sounds like the show I've been waiting for all of my life. It's called MJ, and it's not about Michael Jordan, although that would be cool too. It's all about the one and only Michael Jackson. MJ the Musical takes audiences behind the scenes of the Dangerous Tour to witness the creative process of this one-of-a-kind artist and one of the greatest entertainers in history. And just an FYI, I've been hearing some amazing things about the production. The creative team are some major theater and music heavyweights, including two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage and Rich and Tone Talawega, who danced with Michael himself. Plus, I got a chance to see the song list, and let me tell you all something. It is incredible. Every song you love. Every song I love. 25 of Michael's biggest hits. Trust me, this is going to be huge. Now, in previews at the Neil Simon Theater in the heart of New York City, get more info and tickets at mjthemusical.com. Take a minute, girl, come sit down and tell us what's been happening. In your face, I can see the pain. Don't you try to convince us that you're happy. We've seen this all before, brothers taking advantage of the passion. Because we've come too far for you to feel alone. You don't let them walk over your heart, I'm telling you.
Girl, I can tell you've been crying and needing somebody to talk to. Girl, I can tell you've been lying and pretending that he's faithful and he loves you. Girl, you don't have to be hiding. Don't be ashamed to say you hurt. I'm your girl. You're my girl. We're your girls. Don't you know that I love you? Wah-ha-ha, wah-ha-ha, wah-ha, wah-ha, wah-ha-ha-ha.
When I'm by myself sometimes.
You have to end it like a UK hun. UK hun. Like GGB on Queens of the Universe, like this.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Jaded XD.
Yes, the blackest show about nothing.
Yes, I'm Jade, aka the only black in the room. We'll talk about it.
And I'm the last tampon in the pack. XD.
A saving grace. You should be the last tampon in the bottom of the purse.
Yeah, that's me. I come through in a clutch.
You're leaking, girl.
Girl, I got you.
I got you.
I see you, queen.
When somebody asks for ICU Queen merch, and I think we need to deliver.
Oh yeah, the ICU Girl merch. Yeah, mm-hmm. We should do it.
Yeah,
I see it. So. A Noah and Raja O'Hara collaboration.
Yes, but who's Raja O'Hara?
Don't do that. I love Raja O'Hara.
I do too. I love Raja. I just wanted to know which one was Raja.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love me. Where is Raja?
Oh, she was working in the UK. We have so much drag tea to catch up on. Because we haven't even talked about what we can't talk about. I don't think you even know.
What happened?
Oh, girl.
Wait, what?
What well, happened? First. How was your week and stuff? You know, we have to the original stuff that we always do.
Yes, I started escuela. You know your
come
girl.
Come on, Vominos. Everybody, let's go. You can see Virginia almost had like a Michael Jackson situation. Hair caught on fire and everything.
My hair. God.
I'm no sorry. Dirty Diana.
That scene of the movie. He's dancing on them stairs. And he's like, my hair. And then the next scene was him in that hospital bed with that thing around his head. Sitting there looking like a tampon.
For a cotton picking minute.
And before you even try to come, don't you even do it. Be like, stop it. That nigga is gone. Don't do that. His head burned in the 80s. The Statue of Limitations is up, nigga. We can laugh. Shit, you gonna police my laughing from the 80s. Like, your daddy was on crack, nigga, and that's funny too. But yes, I started escuela, and I am the only black in the class. I am also the oldest person in the class, next to the teacher.
So, word.
And how that came to be discovered, because you know you ain't going in a bitch and being like, "Hi, I'm there," and you know I'm not doing that. But I hear you know. The two classmates next to me are chatting. But what do you do? They're like, I just graduated from high school. He's like, oh, I graduated last year. And I was just sitting there. They were like, what about you, Jade? I said, I did not just graduate high school. They're like, so then the instructor had everybody go around and introduce themselves and, you know, say you know who they are, where they're from, and you know a little bit about themselves and what their dreams are from this class. So I'm like, yeah. They got to me and I was like, mm-hmm. Well, I've been, you know, in this business for about 15 years. So I was like, you know, if you want to throw in the serving in college, it's been almost 20. I was like, and, you know, I just know the service industry in and out, but I didn't wasn't going into all the shit that I wasn't going into all of this. So I was like, bartended for like 15 years and worked in and out of corporate America. And, you know, now I do a little bit of cocktail work with different spirits. And so they were like, oh, wow. So they were like, wait, you said something about doing this for 15 years, almost 20. They were like, how old are you? So I told them, and they were like, "No, it was just out to get out."
Like I said, and me, you know, I'm 56 years old.
Damn,
I'm sorry, because it was a thought. No, seriously, it was a thought,
It was thought and I blurted it out.
First of all, you little asshole, said a horror movie. I was like, hey. They were like, we thought you were 20. And I was like, good. Because this Lycian had me concerned. Yeah. But, you know, I am, you know, not to be ageist or anything, you know, but, you know, a bitch is looking good, nigga, so... good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm young in spirit. So we're having a good time. It's I actually don't, you know, I know it's only been a few days, but so far I actually enjoy my classmates and I enjoy my instructor. He's this lackadaisical French man who don't really give a shit about much except making sure that you do your shit properly, but he ain't really like on no Gordon Ramsay shit. He paces a lot. I assume he smokes many cigarettes. And I created a whole fan fiction narrative in my head. I said, I really feel like, you know what I'm saying? He was like the fuck up of the family, but he found his footing with culinary and became this resounding chef, and now he teaches. You know what I'm saying? And I'm enjoying myself so far. We've gotten into some knife skills and some... you know, sanitation things. I learned how to make sure I don't poison you niggas. And, you know, and you niggas with all your allergies, all of those things, too. And it's good. I'm actually excited to go forward with the journey. And it's kind of fun being a student again. You know what I'm saying? It's fun sitting there and taking notes. And I think because I know this is what I'm interested in, and I know why I'm there and all of that, maybe that's what makes it feel different, because I don't recall feeling like this the first several go-rounds of school. So, I'm having a good time, nigga. That's been my week so far. Only nigga in the room. Oldest nigga in the room. It's lit.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad it's working out so far well for you.
Thank you very much.
Am I Yoda? What the fuck?
That's all right.
I swear.
It's working so far away.
Oi. Oh, my goodness. I had a hell week.
I know, friend. I'm sorry.
If you didn't know, I'm going to start with the bad news first.
Okay.
And then I'll hint about the good news.
Okay.
Bad news is that I got hacked, like hella hacked.
That's really
and before you say anything, I had every two-step verification on. I have like the apps, like when Jade like logs out of things, she has to call me. to log in, because I'm very secure about shit like that.
Yeah.
That I guess it was like a computer virus from where it looks like, and like, or I guess I clicked something that I shouldn't have. I really don't know because I'm quite, you know what I mean? Like, I'm quite careful about that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, and it could be anything in this day and age, honestly.
Right. And, or also it could have been like, you know, there's been a lot of data breaches too.
And also, nigga, fuck this two-step verification, because let me tell you about Uber real quick, and then you can finish talking about Hell Week. Uber, so remember Mary Akpa released an album. If you've not listened to it yet, you must listen to it. Nah. So, you have to say it like that. So, you know, we had her soft listening, and you know that, and I did, you know, I did hosted it, but I also did some chili for it because it was like an intimate, cozy evening with Mary. And so we're loading up my stuff in the Uber. We're just gonna split a Uber on the way back home. So we're loading my stuff or whatever. And so she puts her stuff in the cab, and then she comes to help me with the cart and like the things, and the nigga drives off. And this is like one something, almost two something in the morning. Now, remember, my Uber account is blocked right now, and I still don't know why, because, again, you can't talk to nobody at Uber. So, which I didn't have any occurrences with Uber, so I don't know what the fuck this is. So, my account is blocked, and he drives off with her phone, her laptop, because she had her laptop because we were streaming some of the videos during the soft listening, her purse, her keys, her everything, okay? So we're like, what the fuck? What does she try to do? She tries to log in. to the Uber account through my phone. Can't do it because they've banned my account and there's no way for you to log in otherwise. Then we go inside and go to our homegirl's computer. She tries to log in that way. We'll send a code for a two-step verification. What happens if I lost my phone?
Yeah.
Like, these companies start putting in all these bots and all these things because they're trying to streamline and cut corners and do all these things. And what you all don't realize, is that you made things worse and hard because now people can't get into their accounts. They can't do things because if shit just goes to the fucking phone and somebody steals a fucking phone, what the fuck they supposed to do next? And then it puts people in a dangerous situation. What happens if she wasn't outside her homegirl's apartment? What happens if I wasn't there? What happens if there's literally no way for her to access this goddamn account and you all don't have a phone number or some emergency something to set up? Now, thank God the man drove back around after like 40 minutes and was like, oh, I thought you were doing an Uber errand. So when you put the stuff in the car, he didn't understand her. I guess mask, whatever. He didn't touch nothing. But I guess he didn't realize that she said, hold on. And he drove off thinking it was going to the next location. So when he finally realized that wasn't the case, something in my mind after we had tried logging in and doing all the things, I was like, let me just try to call your phone. So I called her phone and thank God he picked up her phone and was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And I was like, get back here now. You have her shit. It's so easy. Yeah. I'm coming. So he came. Thank God. But what if this had gone another way? And you all have
because
made it.
Because it so easily could have.
Yeah, very much so. Like, what happens if a nigga got an Uber account for a night so he could rob a bunch of niggas and then close an account out? You don't know. Like, you don't know what people are capable of. Niggas have been doing creepy shit with a whole account tied to your system, knowing that they can be identified and still don't give a fuck. But y'all don't set up these precautions and these backups to make sure that these systems are actually efficient. But and that goes to your point, because please tell them the next thing that I asked you and why you can't get the fucking YouTube back.
Right. So with all that being so, let me tell you what happened. So they hacked and changed everything within 2 minutes. So like I didn't have a chance to like do like the two-step verification, like to flag it and say that it was hacked and all that good stuff. They did it very quickly and they did it at a time where I wasn't paying attention. I don't know if they like recognized my patterns or whatever, but most people know that I go to sleep very early and I take naps. Yeah. And so like it was at a moment where I'm not active on the internet. So that's when they got me. And so I couldn't log in, and so eventually they deleted my everything. They deleted my Google Drive, and then they deleted my YouTube channel. Because, like you said, there's no, like, customer service in the way you have to do, like, to the recovery thing. Because I even have a Facebook story today, because Dr. Kia tried to help me, and it was so much. So, either way, they shut it down. I didn't even have a chance to save any of the videos. 13 years gone.
What?
I started that in June 4th, 2008.
Wow. And YouTube, why the fuck don't you have a backup for some shit like this? Why don't you have a backup to the backup?
Right. You know.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, you these I'm things so happen to people, and it's yeah. It just really sucked.
I'm so sorry.
So then, me too, but I'm figuring out what to do next. Maybe it's a sign that I need to let go of it and do something else. I don't know, but I'm still grieving and trying to figure that out. But then, just when I thought shit couldn't get any worse. So then, my computer starts acting up. So I'm like, oh God, what's happening now? No. Like, so I told you, like, my keyboard just stops working randomly. This is a common Mac issue, so I'm like, oh God, why? But this is very inconvenient at a time because we're producing a whole bunch of projects that's coming out soon. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I need this. And then, in the midst of having to change all of my passwords and everything, because the reason why I was freaking out because it was like, when you have your Google account, it like you could access like autofill passwords that you have saved on your computer through your Google Sync or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like freaking out. That's why I had to tell you. I was like, you know, shit is, you know, I got hacked and I had to change everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have to go and like change everything. And then a lot of times in order for you to change your email, you have to get a recovery. You have to give, is this really you? Respond to this email. And it was my old email. So I was like, I don't have access to that.
Mm-hmm.
So then with Facebook today, I had to change it. Still couldn't change it because then I was trying to change the email. They did the same. Well, we sent an email to that old email address that got deleted. So they deleted everything, mind you. My whole Google account was gone. So there's no more XT experience. So Facebook, and they couldn't verify me. So they have this thing where it randomizes five people that you know, and it says step number one, call, reach out, or talk to them. And then you have to send them this link, and then they tell you they have to identify and verify it's you, and then they tell you to give me this code, right? And I have to do it with three different people. It randomized Kia, Asante, Alexis, my friend Sean, and somebody else.
Okay.
Mind you, Dr. Kia did it, who I've known for like 12 years. Asante did it, who I've known for, you know, 13. Alexis, like six. Like, all of them said they could not verify my identity. So I'm like, Facebook, what the fuck is going on? So by whatever reason, the app made it so I could log back in and change it. It was just so weird. But I'm just so sick of, I'm so sick of the internet. I don't know what to do. Like, I hate everything digitally. I know it's how we make money. I know it's how we never.
If anybody understands, I understand.
I'm about to be a gay plumber girl. Like, I am so over the internet. Like, or a gay electrician. You know what I mean?
There's money,
like,
in that, friend. There's money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there is.
You go right on to trade school. Listen, we both gonna be in.
Listen,
school.
I'll be the trade of trade school. Okay, I'm gonna get me some muscles, go to the gym, get me a little business so I could like gay bait and shit with the gays.
We're gonna call your business Trade Squared. Oh,
yeah. yeah. Listen, I'm gonna get my body right so I could just be like gay bait and be like, oh, he fine and he came to fix my sink. At $150, I sure did.
Plumbing problems? Don't fix it yourself. Trust Frank Gay Services. We've helped do-it-yourselfers for over 40 years. Visit frankgayservices.com.
$150? No, no.
An hour.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go.
Because them hoes are expensive.
Yeah, they are. You know what I'm saying? You can work on holidays because you don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah, gays don't believe in holidays except for Christmas. So, and the only reason why is because there's glitter involved. So, and then what I thought was going to be uplifting and a joyous occasion, a few months ago, I got tickets to a drag Christmas, and it was going to be hosted by Trinity the Tuck and Monet Exchange, featuring Shea Coulee, Jada, Heidi.
Oh.
Jan, Cracker, Willem, as a Crystal Method, Kylie, Sonique Love.
Oh. Like,
the dolls were in the building.
They were coming out.
They were coming out and showing out. So, thankfully, I got the tickets. They're pretty on the steep side, but I was like, you know, cool, you whatever. Know. It was, you know, whatever. But they were on the floor, or what I thought was the floor. Well, it was the floor, but I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Now, I tell Swade and his husband about it like 2 weeks ago. And so they just randomly got tickets. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know where they were sitting. This is very important to the story.
Okay.
So we get there. Mind you, it's down the street from my house. Okay. And at the Wiltern. Now, I've never been inside the Wiltern, and I wish I would have known. It's very Art Deco-y on the inside. It looks like Rockefeller Radio City Music Hall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least Radio City Music Hall has, like, theater seating, so it's like it goes up slightly. The problem where I was, well, let me get to that. So, ooh, gummies.
But he's dancing.
Are those the Albanese?
You know it!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the tropical flavored ones? Because those are the tea.
Oh, no. These are the regulars, but it don't matter because they are too. Oh, wait. Yeah. It's a mix of both.
Cherry,
strawberry, mango, pineapple, lemon, orange, green apple, watermelon, pink grapefruit, lime, blue raspberry, and grape.
Those are the tea. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, it's a gay event, so there's the bar and shit. So, you know, niggas is drinking or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm whatever. I'm sipping my canned wine because that's the type of event it is.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who walks directly, like, right in front of me like this?
Who?
Bob the drag queen. And
that's a big bitch, ain't it? That's a big bitch.
No.
No?
No. Bob and I are I'm taller than Bob, actually. Slightly. But like no.
I thought she was a tall one.
She is tall, but I'm not saying like I dwarf, but I'm like, yeah, like right here, like she's tall.
Oh, okay, she's tall.
Yeah.
Tall.
And yeah, and their partner. I think it was Ezra that walked by. I want to say that was Ezra that walked by with them.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my god. But I'm like, okay. So then I realized I had to ask where Swati and them were sitting. Of course, they sat in the same section as that queen. So the story gets, I'm like, okay, fine. I didn't get to say hi, but I also didn't want to, you know, bother them. You know, they're off, you know, Bob had surgery and whatever. And plus, niggas was trying to talk and shit, like, put
Bob
your mask
had surgery?
On. We're still, yeah, Bob had throat surgery, which I have a fear that we'll both have to do it at some point.
Don't say that.
Me, but I know, but think about it. We talk for a living. And so does Bob. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like Bob is, like, singing every day, but, like, at some point, our vocal cords are just gonna, like, end mm-hmm. up getting those nodules and have to get them removed. I hope that ever happens.
I'm not
but
speaking
it. I'm not either, but I'm just saying it's a reality as people who use their voices for a living, you know? Because think about it. After you stop working, right, are you a lot more nonverbal? Like, mm-hmm. do you just not want to talk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at home, I don't do a whole lot of talking. Actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess you know.
So, and two, it's about voice preservation, right? Because it's just like, you know, I was talking straight for 4 hours and having to create jokes on the fly and just laugh and blah, blah, blah. But it is some working straight to it, right? And so that's why he had, you know, the surgery. But right after that, it's time for us to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
The seating was not theater seating. It was like the lower tier was theater. Like either way, it was like church chairs. And this Asian man with an Aquarius shirt was right here in my line of vision the entire time.
Oh.
I couldn't rise up. I couldn't, like, I was, like, trying to look through. Chris Rogers was trying to do the same thing. And so we were ultimately so annoyed that we walked out.
Damn.
And didn't even see the show.
Damn.
Like, we saw what we could see of Shay perform and Kylie and Crystal Method and Heidi. That's what we could see.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that was my week.
How shitty.
Yeah. But with that all being said, make me feel better by subscribing to our Patreon.
Hey, put that music in here.
I'm kidding, but subscribe to our Patreon, $7 holla. That's where the true mess lives and where we tell things where we can't say on the main show. Also, we know that the ads, we support you. Thank you for supporting us with the main show and all the ads. Please continue listening here. But if you want to listen to the ad-free versions, including the video versions, subscribe to the Patreon, all for $7. You know, it's a good time there.
Yeah.
Especially if it's ad-free listening.
Absolutely.
Also, if you know, if the pockets are a little tight, you know, subscribe to our Tube of You. We're getting, you know, we're updating stuff there constantly. Mm-hmm. We need to get a new show to binge and talk about because 90 Day is over.
Oh, yes, honey.
Thank God.
Well, we have a couple more videos coming out, right? Or a video, another video.
Yeah, we have a video, and then we have one more. We have to talk about the tell-all, which I feel like we should watch with everybody.
I agree.
Because that's mess. And I...
That's mess.
Anyway, we'll talk about that after the commercial. But, subscribe to our YouTube channel and all that good stuff. The good news about XD, I should say, is if you look at my Instagram, just know in the winter.
Oh, nigga! I'm excited!
Something's coming back, and with new stuff as well. It's a whole suite. So it's not just the low, it's more stuff. But yeah, and it's a whole new experience, too. I'm super excited to share it with you all. It's really fun, and I can't wait to share it. But anyway, do you have anything to announce before we go to commercial?
Nope.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come back after these messages. Hit it, Claude.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
XD. Do the women in your life, besides me, of course, take vitamins?
They do.
Okay, so I'm about to put you on then. A great gift for the holiday. You ready? Have you heard of Ritual?
That stuff you do.
LOL! No, not that Ritual. My daily Ritual. It's the best multivitamin I've used thus far. So, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. So, it's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and it provides antioxidant support. It's what we need in this day!
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yes, and Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the non-GMO project. So it's traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, always has clear communications, absolutely no shady stuff, period.
Good. Let me go order some right now.
Oh, well, right now Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/JadenXD and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/JadenXD.
Having girl chat. So have you, I'm sure you have not seen, but there's some drag mess.
What's going on?
Trigger warning.
Oh no.
So Sharon.
Needles?
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Needles.
Sharon. Season 4.
Oh, yeah, Sharon.
Yeah, she has been accused of being, you know, nasty to and abusive to a 15-year-old.
No, no bueno.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and mind you, they've always been a little sketchy with the race shit, and now they just say nigger all willy-nilly.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me it was a willy-nilly nigger. But I know you said there had been something before.
Well, yeah, but it ain't looking good, friend.
Well, you know what? Get them out of here. Get all of them out of here. Every nasty ass creep, get them out of here.
Have you seen the new the Queens for season 14?
No. What's the bomb to drop today? You dropped the ball. Oh,
there's a straight white man on the
cast. Yep, I knew something was coming.
Somebody's mama come get her, please.
And for the first time in history, a mouth-watering twist could make a queen's wish come true.
14 RuPaul candy bars, but only one bar could save your padded ass.
Thought she was going to say a woman. There it goes. Okay. Yeah. So now the straight niggas that co-opted the space too.
Yeah. Straight white man. And their joke leading into it was, yes, another white man needs more like space or something. And they were being joking or whatever. And of course they've been apologetic. And of course, because they have to. And all that good stuff.
Apologetic and, about you know, saying that?
That and understanding that, you know, it's a queer space, but they've always been invited into queer spaces, so they don't really understand that it's the problem, why it's an issue.
Well, that's because they're a straight white man. That's because they're a
man. Yeah.
And then a straight man, and then a straight white man. It's layers to this shit, nigga.
Right. Because it was like, if you would have sold me a straight black man, or like a straight Latino man, or a straight Asian man, I would be like...
Give me a straight black man, and I might.
Yes, because it's a queer space. It is like cross dram.
You know what? No, nigga, go to the ball and walk the motherfucking whatever. Maybe no, nope, not even there. Nope, nigga, go to the ball and sit in the audience.
And like, I get it, there are straight drag queens, and I get it, but it's just, you can't tell me that you've marketed this space to be a safe space. Every time somebody sits in front of that damn trauma mirror, and then all of a sudden RuPaul comes out and is just like, I'm your mother now, call me mother, yada yada yada, and then all of a sudden you turn around and hire heterosexual Trixie Mattel to be on. You're like, and their drag isn't even that good. So it's like, why are we even here?
Okay, see, that makes it even worse. At least the bitch came through on UK and it was like, ooh, their drag is good. You know what I'm saying? But like, you can't come through in this space. It ain't your space. And your drag is mid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, nigga.
That's like when Julia Stiles went to that dance party
And it got. Let me tell you, nothing will irritate me more in history than them trying to make us and convince us that Julia Stiles has some flavor to her and save the last motherfucking dance. Don't. Oh, but you were talking about the Can't Hardly Wait, where she got up on the table and danced.
No, I was talking about I was
oh,
no,
save
I
the
was,
last I, dance.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Damn,
Nick,
she all up in your nut. Up in your nut,
you got up there with that mid-ass performance and every live your dreams, and then or when she was dancing with the nigga side by side and they straddled a chair and you nigga see that's the problem right there. You get a cop who comes up in the mix and the nigga knows how to do the motherfucking bunny hop and all of a sudden niggas want to get rowdy. Like, stop giving them space. Oh, big whoop nigga, you know how to do the bunny hop. Somebody's getting shot right now. Like, stop cheering these niggas into spaces that they don't need to be in. You niggas love to invite some a part of niggas so that they can feel like they a part. Half of you niggas know, don't need to be there.
I told you I hate niggas who try to be a part. Why are you a part?
Why? For what? Y'all getting up here, you want me to get hype about a motherfucking pig doing the Cupid shuffle? Fuck, I'll get, you know what I'm gonna get hype about? A real oink oink pig doing the Cupid shuffle. Invite that nigga to the party.
Right. Live your dreams is not as what it's gonna be.
Live your dreams, mid ass day. That bitch, that wasn't even me. That was Reggie.
I'm about to get the cream.
That was Reggie. Okay, that bitch did 8 TikTok dances together, and all of a sudden niggas got hype. I'm stupidly annoyed. And that nigga don't even like you black bitches.
Sure does.
Okay. He was in a neighborhood bully. He ain't like none of you hoes. He was in the school since childhood. The one Reggie ass white girl walks in with her pie face and the nigga lit up like a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. Niggas love a Sarah Plain and Tall.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, niggas love cream of wheat.
They do. You know, they love mid.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I love cream of wheat.
More, you like white girls.
I'm more of a farina girl. I'm more of a farina girl, but you know. Actually, I like a cornmeal porridge just a little bit more. So.
Okay, well then. Ooh. We were saying how you know, I'm going to just go on a limb here. I'm going to raise some money and just open a Golden Crust here. Not because, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why not? L.A. deserves a Golden Crust.
Yeah. Or...
And I say this, I mean, they deserve better. But L.A. deserves a Golden Crust. And I say this to say... we went to the new soul food restaurant in downtown Los Angeles. Now, I do want to say that soul food in California is very LOL. But I do want to say that in the Bay Area, where there's pockets of like real black people, but you know, there's good food there, like especially like in East Oakland and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's some here. I'm just not a fan of Doolin's on Crenshaw. They tried to hype that up here. It's just not for me. Anywho, there's this place called Fixin's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go in there. It reminded me, they have like Dallas BBQ wings. So like the brontosaurus wings. Yuck. And I'm like, where do you guys find those?
At the horse farm.
They were good, but I had the catfish. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
The food wasn't the problem.
Okay.
But like, when we walk in, now mind you, I don't really care about white people and how they react to our things.
No.
But I do care about a proper dining experience. So when I walk in, I was instantly annoyed because, you know, it was a group of whites and one black person in the group.
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah.
But it also made me annoyed because they were all in the military because they all had their fatigues on. So I'm like,
well, yeah. Then
I mean, I support the troops, but this situation made it even worse. And I just, you know what I mean?
Maybe these niggas, maybe the nigga didn't have no niggas in his troop.
That might be it, too. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what it was. And you got to pray for him and his spirit, unless you heard him talk, and then you'll know.
Right. So, so we sit down. I'm like, okay, cool. Now, the artwork is like pop art. So it's like a board. It'll have like whatever brand, like, so like say there's like a, it's like a big ass like board,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a Nilla wafer ad. But it has like a quote from like, I don't know, like, that's how we make coon bread. Like, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like, or like, and then they have like the Quaker oat star. And it's just like, this how grandmammy fed me with a mammy titty. Like, you know what I mean? It's like stuff like that. And like they serve like all the drinks out of like mason jars. And I was like, you know.
It's like that soul food restaurant I went to Charleston with Dr. Umar on the fucking wall of celebrities.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's real performative in here, dog. Like, you don't got to do all that. Like, oh, and then, oh, back to my point about the nigga and the troops. So then we start listening to the music. So, of course, you know, I'm thinking, and it's very important to note that this is 11:30 in the morning. You know, 11:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. And
oh, you was getting early lunch.
Well, here's the thing. Because they just opened. Okay. And you know how people, like, latch on to freshly opened things. And it's an LA Live. So I'm like, oh, no, we need to try this.
Okay.
As soon as, like, because date night and, like, reservation. I just didn't feel like doing all that.
Okay.
So it also made me nervous to feel like how I will know the true test of the restaurant if I have it first in the morning to be like, is this fresh or not?
Okay.
And they passed the test because it was great. It was fresh. Everything was done. It was beautiful.
Okay.
But then the music started playing, and so I'm assuming this is a, you know, Jill Scott, Living My Life Like It's Golden.
That would make sense. Anthony Frankie Hamilton. Beverly and Maze. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Anthony Hamilton situation. Mm-hmm. The closest thing to modern would be like some Lucky Day.
Right.
Or like,
they might play an Ari Lennox song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you, for the entire hour and change we were there, it was nothing but coon talk. It was like, and I'm flickering it, bitch. Yeah. Like the whole time. And I'm like, because at first, when we first sat down, it was Solange. And it was all my niggas in the whole wide. And I was like, oh, they're playing niggas. And I was like, oh, in front of these white people, I don't give a fuck, you know, whatever, it's Solange. And then it turned into Roddy Ricch super quick. And I was like, whoa.
Hop to the coop, to the lock, but I can't come to talk, and then the fence to the back,
And then it, like, I was just like, I could just imagine it's a bunch of like skinny niggas who were just like, yeah, like in the studio. Like, I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Was it young niggas in the kitchen?
There was young people on this. There was young, the youth was the staff.
I'm not surprised, because this is how what I'm noticing these days. Like, it's coon tunes. Every business I go to, and you know, Brooklyn plays rap in every establishment anyway.
Oh yeah, they play Biggie in every. It could be like the fucking.
It just,
like,
is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then
Michelin star, and it's, you know, they play Biggie
now. Like with the new crowd, they'll play Biggie, and then they'll play like The Weeknd and shit. But when I go into like the little nigga spots, oh, they playing the shit.
Yeah, and I was like, this looks like the type of place where they twerk over bacon.
Oh, see, no. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? And again, this is not to stand behind or with that nigga with the short-sleeve turtleneck, but this is to say I still don't want you motherfucking shaking ass over my motherfucking French toast.
Yeah, keep your back wind down.
Yeah, okay? Bitch, I came here to eat, bitch. I
will break my hollandaise sauce, girl. Sit down.
Okay, bitch, I ordered this egg over easy, and I don't want you doing nothing with my yolk. So, yeah, man. Can I say something controversial yet brave in regards to this troop that you saw?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know niggas, you know, are loving to write their articles and their get on, you know, to make their vlogs and things. And, you know, black is not a monolith. It's not. You know what I'm saying?
There are rules.
You can't talk white. Yes, you can.
There are. We are on a monolith, but there are commandments.
Yeah, okay. And you can talk white. And I don't give a fuck what you niggas say. You can talk white. And does that mean somebody who does not speak standard AAVE, as you all have created, is that to mean somebody can't, you know, who doesn't speak that way is talking white? No, no, no. Let me clarify my statement. Because I see your black ass in a sea full of pink, and I hear you talking about, but bro, you are talking white. And you can kiss my ass with that narrative, is what you can do. Because I can see your nigger ass up here. Dude, no, you are talking the fuck white, okay? And you're not going to tell me that's not what that nigga is doing. So, no, I'm not talking about niggas speaking proper English or any of that. I'm talking about them performative ass. I'm getting ready to put on my motherfucking lacrosse polo and my shortest khaki shorts and my fucking Sperry's. And I'm going to go with all the rest of the Chads. And I'm a Chad, too. No, that motherfucker is talking white. You can't act white. Yes, the fuck you can. Get out my face.
Yeah. So when I in undergrad, I you know, like in my first school, it was like University of Bridgeport, it wasn't a real thing. Mm-mm. But when I went to Buffalo, they had like real traditional, like, oh, it's Rush Week or whatever.
The fuck?
For like all the fraternities and sororities and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So, for the white ones, they had the techies, which is like the, I think it was Tau Kappa something, Tau Kappa Epsilon, something, or whatever.
But
whatever.
These was the white fraternities.
TKEs. Oh, yes, the white fraternities. Mm-hmm. The white fraternity sororities. They're the only people that participate in Rush Week.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I like to call those mobs.
I mean, the blacks ones are too. But they... had one of the Negroes of... You know, every episode I count to say which one is it going to be the one.
We waited. We just inching toward that line, nigga.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but anywho, they sent one of their, their token lackeys to talk to me. And of course, I'll never forget it. He had on a red, like, hat,
Oh, it was a prophecy.
He wore to the back. Yeah, he heard to the back. He had like a red techie shirt. And of course, he had the traditional dude bro khaki shorts, khaki cargo shorts. And the problem was, it was cold outside. You know, white people be wearing shorts in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In like all weather. California, I get it. But like, they did that shit in upstate New York. And he was just out there. Talking about, hey, bro, what's up? No.
No. Don't bro me. Don't bro me, bro. Like, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like that. Don't talk to me like that. And then they, you know, they be confused. And it's fine. You could be confused. But I'm clear.
Because I used to be like, oh, you talk wide or whatever. I'm like, sure. But I'm like, I'm also very, very black. So I don't really, you know.
That's why I had to make sure I clarify what I said, because it's not about the way you talk or whatever. Like, this is, you know, where you from and all of that, right? But no, sure. Nigga, if you take that and then you come to me with some, girl, and you start, you know, everything becomes a question because, you know, everything inflects up. And I just don't know. And I hang out. Yeah, no, that's what the fuck you doing. And y'all don't want to hear it because you don't like that. But that's what you're doing. So stop it. If you don't like it, stop it. And just talk like a regular person. And your regular ass accent, bitch, I don't give a fuck if you grew up in the middle of wherever the fuck America. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm not talking about the way you talk. I'm talking about that extra shit y'all be doing. And it always be the bitches with all the white friends who got bad leave out. And they the ones who want to be hollering, black is not a monolith. Shut the fuck up. Fix your weave, bitch. And go fix yourself before you come talking to me.
Everybody who says black is not a monolith are the people who just want an excuse to watch like Lena Dunham, like projects and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, but like, I loved girls. I'm like, man, bitch, like, I bet girl, the fuck you it. Did.
Right, just watch the show. I get it. You don't got to deal on this the whole trouble about black is not a monolith, girl. Like, girl. You're not going to like burn you at the stake for watching this raggedy show, no. Girl. Like, relax.
All I'm saying is go find you one more black friend and fix that leave out. That's it.
Okay. There's power in numbers, queen.
All right, don't get mad at me. Right. Don't get mad at me.
Ain't nobody like they go on with that shit. Child. Like, no, we are not a monolith, okay? And people always do that when people attack shit or say shit about shit that they like. They got nothing to do with them,
right?
Like when I hate when this whole argument on the internet comes out about like friends and they always want to compare it to living single. I'm like, why can't you just let the two just be, right? Like let living single.
Because didn't friends steal? Didn't they steal though? They stole
the network, but that's the network. They ain't got to do with the actors now.
Oh no, not the actors. No,
you know what I mean. Like even if it did so, every idea is stolen in television, as far as I'm concerned, because I've been doing this whole rewatch of history and shit like that in TV. I realized how many people, like, after finishing Frasier, there's so many people from, like, the Golden Girls who wrote on Frasier and stuff like mm-hmm. It's a lot. So anyway, the whole point is, and everybody's birthed from Norman Lear, icon, legend. Speaking of which, did you see Kevin Hart play motherfucking Gary Coleman?
Wait. See, that's the problem. I got no quiet, I got no privacy, I got nowhere to go to think my deep thoughts.
What you talking about, Willis?
You know what? Fine. Go ahead and take your dumb picture.
Because that's not what I was sitting here thinking about.
I'm sorry. It just came to me and it pissed me off.
You know what I was thinking about? What if the whites came through and made a white version of Boys in the Hood? Ricky!
We'd call it 2016.
January 6th.
Oh my gosh, imagine.
Woo, Proud Boys in the Hood. Proud Boys in the Hood.
Okay.
Woo, shit, you don't like it? That's not my fault, that's history. Mm-hmm. Wait, okay, you were saying.
That's funny. Well, we have to take a break now. I forgot.
Yeah, you're right.
So let's take a break. And we'll be back after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I want to give my family and friends something more memorable than a gift card this holiday season, but it can be tough to think of a meaningful gift. I want to gift something that's useful, yet unique, cool, yet eco-friendly, techie, but actually affordable.
Hello, Tushy Bidets, check all the boxes. I love my Tushy. First of all, if you don't have one, I don't know why you're waiting not to get one. They're the best. It helps you stay clean where you need to be clean. And they have fabulous bamboo towels. I don't know why they don't talk about that, but they have these fabulous bamboo towels that you use to wipe after. It's wonderful. Get a Tushy now. I love mine.
Little blot towel. It's amazing. You end up on some antibiotics. You already know how that goes. Get you a Tushy. Butthole will be happy, okay? Stop spreading your business around your butthole with toilet paper. Start washing with Hello Tushy. Hello Tushy Bidet. It washes your bum with fresh water for a better way to clean than toilet paper. It's a simple spray and pat dry, especially with those bamboo towels. And it attaches to your existing toilet without an electrician or a plumber. You don't need any of that.
I even did it. It was super easy. Give the gift of a clean bum to yourself or your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/JXD. And also tag us and Hello Tushy on social media so we can celebrate your clean bum. That's hellotushy.com/JXD for 10% off and free shipping. Back. So Pluto. You have Pluto?
You know I don't.
It's free.
It should be the name.
Because they have commercials. But they have it's a TV, it's like cable for people who don't have cable. Like, it's free TV. So, like, every network has their own, like, type of channel. So, like, WeTV has a channel on Pluto, but it's only their reality TV, which is weird because it's, like, that's all they produce. But it's classic reality TV because all yesterday they played L.A. Hair with Kim Kimble. And then the day before that, they played the Mary Mary Show.
Oh! I have not seen Forehead act up in a minute, and I'm ready to relive that.
I bought, that's one of my pandemic purchases. I bought the whole series on Amazon. It is the best.
I'm not even mad at you for that. I'm truly, when I tell you, I actually am not mad at that at all.
I wish we would have covered it back then, because we had the show back in the day.
You said it aged horribly, but I really, really, really want to cover Charm School.
Look out, world. Here comes trouble. It's the contestants from Charm School. These ladies of questionable merit were all on Flavor of Love. And as you can see, there wasn't a charming bone between them. But now, Monique's giving them a second chance.
Because we can call all the shit out. Like, we didn't make the goddamn show. Because I went back and watched some Flavor of Love. And I was like, oh no, Titi, that can't do that. That nigga slapped one of them girls' asses, and I was like, oh, you can't just be up here slapping bitches' asses. Like, this ain't the strip club.
Yeah, see, I told you, there's some shit that just don't age well.
It's not, but then there's some new shit that also, you know what, no, too brave. Did you watch Love Life season 2?
With Sheedy. No, I haven't.
Because there was this one scene.
You can tell it. Say
yeah,
it,
sure. Whatever. So there's this one scene where he's about to have sex with a college girl. But she's legal. She's legal and all that, but she's still a college girl. And this nigga got to go into a dorm, and he looks like he should have the ultimate shame. And then the nigga who's the security guard at the front desk looks at him like, you nigga. So it was funny. But so you about to have sex with the girl or whatever. They gonna smoke. And so, of course, she got put a towel at the door. Like, it's all this shit. It's Harry Potter novels. It's all this shit. Like, you should not have your grown ass to fuck in here, right? But then she's, you know, she's Gen Z. So they start to get to it, you know. They know what they came there for. They said it. And then the girl's like, I took this course called Consent Can Be Sexy. She's like, may I put your dick in my mouth? And I said, okay, now wait a minute. I understand why things are where they are, because you niggas don't know how to act. But what I won't be doing in adopting is asking a nigga. If she was like, the course is called Consent Can Be Sexy. May I put your dick in my mouth? She's like, may I mount you? And I was like, oh, hell no, nigga. You can't even talk filthy no more. And I'm not trying to sound like Dave Chappelle, because that nigga is not doing it right now. He's not, okay? I'm not trying to sound like that. But what I won't be doing is asking a nigga if I can put his dick in my mouth. If I ask Tristan, may I put your dick in my mouth? He'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny.
It's fun. No. It was hilarious.
But it's also like,
it's because you niggas don't know how to act. So now niggas have to create chance cards and community chess cards and all kinds of things to make sure niggas are clear about what they doing, because y'all niggas don't know how to act.
Nope. Gross. Mm-mm. Disgusting.
Disgusting. I told y'all, for a long ass time.
I told you. People automatically assume you enter a gay club, that means that it's all free range everything.
No.
Like, because the gays have a big issue with consent.
Niggas have a big issue with consent. Yeah. I mean, humans, but niggas have a big issue with consent. And niggas is non-racial specific.
Yep. And gender specific.
No, it's honestly not gender specific.
Oh, yeah.
But also, niggas have a big issue with consent.
Because let me tell you something. I don't miss about going to the club is having niggas put their hand on your waist, try to move by you. And I'm just like, let me get by. You don't need to touch the small of my back to move me, sir.
You don't.
I always be like, tap on the shoulder. You think you
6:33 right now. New video from TMZ appears to show actor Cuba Gooding Jr. touching a server at Tao nightclub in Manhattan. The server claims he pinched her, says she told Gooding not to touch her. She says he replied by saying, quote, "Oh, that's no fun," and insisted.
I don't like that. Don't touch me.
Yeah, I would prefer not to touch any, but if I had to.
Yeah, like when hey. It's too loud and somebody, you said excuse me 25 times and they just ain't moving. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, niggas just quick to do that hand to the small of the back. No.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Mm-mm. that, papa.
I don't like that at all. I told you about that nigga don't who grabbed worry. My ass in the club.
Oh, yeah. This nigga grabbed my ass on the train. It was real like,
Oh, I had one of those. I had one of those too. I had one put his dick on me on the train, and I, when I tell you, I acted a plum fucking donkey on that train after that. I think I told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I started.
That's like when that nigga jizzed on me at Pride.
That is worse.
Yeah.
That is. Don't nut on me. Don't nut on me, bro. I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't nut
that
on me.
That was not consensual. I
no.
did not have a community chess card.
No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Don't nut on me.
No nut on me, Argentina.
I am not ready to go. Bro. Delete. Woo, nigga.
Woo. Deleted scene, find on Patreon. Oh my gosh. Speaking of advertisers, I feel like we should just take another break off GP.
I think it's about time.
Yeah, let's take a break and we'll be back after these messages. Hit a clock.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's lesson is going to be about friends. Do you have any friends? I hope so. It's very, very, very strange in English to ask someone, "Will you be my friend?" So we're black, you know, catching up, having girl talk. How's it commuting back and forth into the city again? Are you taking the trains? Are you driving? And you know,
well, I haven't quite taken the train just yet, but okay. I will start doing that next week. I just kind of wanted to get my footing. Plus, you know, you have to get the uniform and the utensils and the.
Oh my gosh! So when I my homeboy TJ, when we all used to live in Brooklyn, he had a roommate who was in culinary school,
mm-hmm.
and so like she was. Pastry
yeah mm-hmm.
chef like and mm-hmm. so like all her homework was having to make like candy and baked goods and whatever
mm-hmm.
and trust and believe the shit was delicious.
Yeah,
so I'm a little jealous about all the homework you're about to have to make.
Oh, so much homework, but it's fine because you all get to see some of it, and I will do an unboxing of sorts. I got a backpack, like a industrial, like camping, multiple compartment backpack of utensils. So, mm-hmm, they give you like your knife set, your whetstone, waterstone, your...
What's a waterstone?
Your whetstone to sharpen your knives.
Oh.
They give you a fine mesh strainer and two different types of thermometers and two different types of scales and different size ladles, but like everything is very specific by the ounce or whatever the measurement is. They give you all of the tools you need for the kitchen. They give you in this big ass fucking backpack, and then you also have like a knife, a cutting guide, because you learn all the different chops. So they have a little model thing with like the size of the chop and what that is and the type of chop that it is, and it's got written tests, and you've got, you know, your cooking tests, and you've got your, I think it's 26 modules that we go through. So like today we did food safety and started knife skills right off the bat. Like first day was orientation, second day food safety, you start your knife skills.
Well, you have like a expedited program,
right? Though, right? Yeah, like I have my first test Monday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
work.
So like it's, I'm in school.
Yeah.
I'm in school.
You is reading. You is learning.
I is. I is.
You are Addie's wildest dreams.
I is. I'm like that little snooty ass light-skinned girl in her class with the rich dresses. What was that bitch's name? Harriet. And she was like, Harriet wears pretty dresses every day. And then her friend Sarah's like, fuck Harriet. You see, no, and I still be reading. She's like, fuck Harriet. That bitch is mean as fuck. And she gonna act like she your friend, but that's because she wants you to be her slave. And Harriet's a snooty ass bitch who ain't never had her ass kicked properly, because she's one of them bitches like, my family's never been in slavery. Shut the fuck up, bitch. You just don't know.
Yeah, she's the La Cienega Boulevardes.
She's the La Cienega Boulevardes of the 1800s. What was that? What was Gabrielle? You used mean ass name on sister. What was her name? Or Rhonda. Well, who's Rhonda? Yeah. Rhonda, Beyonce stepsister. So that's who she is. She the Rhonda of the 1800s.
Yeah. The Bianca Loss of the 1800s. With that being said,
coming soon, live action Addie. Okay. It's a hard knock life for us.
Imagine if we did Addie. That should be our next project.
Oh my god, can we please
Addie the music. First of all, I'm sure that author or authoress, fuck,
she would sue the living shit out of us.
Oh absolutely, cause I would want to do it like Robot Chicken.
So we'll call her like a day. Like she can't.
That Addie African.
She is though. So yeah, her blood.
That's true. A day she live in Bed-Stuy.
And like when her and her mother finally get to Philly, you know what I'm saying? They take a moment to breathe, look around, see where they at. Her mother be like, they teach women to shrink themselves, but you see, we got ourselves through freedom. Like she's, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like a whole monologue. You know what I'm saying? I'd have like a Zendaya in that nigga scene from Euphoria where they was in the diner and they're just sitting there and it's literally nothing but dialogue. Like just different scenes. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's gonna sing "Don't Sing for Me, Argentina." I'm really excited to see this happen. Very Hamilton, but make a slave. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you see the vision? Fuck with it.
It was Hamilton was about slavery, kind of.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, but yeah,
like when Addie, but it's not, though. Like this, we will have specific scenes. Like it'll be like Addie and her mother, and you know, because it's like live action, we have to have the screen moving to make it look like they're running. But and then you know, we'll have like running. You know, or it'd be like Mary, a little runaway love, and you know, they're like running in place. And it's like the little screen moving or whatever. You fuck with the vision, nigga. I got my mind. My mind. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Or have like Addie and her mama be on like some Thelma and Louise type shit. Exactly. Where they abandoned their sister.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Or they show up to the white lady's house, the one who like first took them in and was like, hell no, them soldiers can't come up in here. And they get to the door and the white lady, and you know, they knock on the door and then here comes the song. Who's that peeping in my window? How? Like, nobody knows. I see it. I'm painting a picture.
I fuck with the vision. Mm-hmm. I see it. We should do it. Yeah. I see it.
Yeah. My mind.
Addie, live action Addie coming summer 2022.
What scene? I mean, what character would you like to play?
I don't know.
I think I want to be Harriet.
Think about it. Because I don't want to be the daddy.
Actually, I think I want to be Sarah, Addie's best friend. That's who I'm going to be.
She gives me Lavender from Matilda.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She'd be trying to put her on. And like when it comes to her trying to make friends with Harriet, I'm going to be like, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. Yes. You know, or it'll be like, I don't fight, I don't argue, I just hit that bitch with a bottle. And that's, you know, mm-hmm. a whole musical like, featuring Coon.
But
Tunes.
I feel like it would be women led, so I'd have to have like, you know, just like the funny, kooky, like dance scene. Like I'm like, going to get that sarsaparilla, going to get the sarsaparilla, hey,
no,
hey.
Like no, you are not stuff. Playing Bojangles. You can be.
Well, I mean, I just feel like, you know.
Ain't no Bojangles in the show. What you doing? Why are you trying to make it menstrual? Why you?
I wasn't. I just feel like, you know, when think about Mary Poppins, right? Think about Mary Poppins. Dick Van Dyke didn't have many lines. It was like, what, Step in Time? He was low-key cooning. Think about it.
Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Chiroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you. Oh, blow me a kiss. And that's lucky.
But he was a white man cooning. See, you can't play Mary, a real Bojangles.
I know, but the point is that the fact that the men don't factor in the Addie story.
You could be the narrator.
Okay. I could there be like, what's his face? Who narrated Madeline?
Exactly. Be that nigga. I do not want you tap dancing for shit. I would stop the whole production. Get off this stage.
Did you see the Black Annie from the Annie Live the other day?
Yes, I did. Did you see those bitches acting like Omegas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Strolling.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
They never pick the stuff like the live action shit I want them to do. Like I want them to do Addie. Like a live action. Yeah, Addie. Or like I really like in all seriousness, I want them to redo Hair. Like I want them to do Broadway shit like for real, like Hair or
when
Jesus Christ
the
Superstar.
Moon is in the seventh house. And Jupiter aligns with Mars.
Then peace on the motherfucking planet.
On the planet. And love will hear the stars.
We'll see the stars.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Yes. A gem. I also want them to do live action Matilda. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me get some live action mm-hmm. Matilda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who would play the Trunchbull?
Donald Trump.
No. Mm-mm. Can't be truly evil. They just got to play evil well. Lawrence Shady. Yes, you
that
see
is great casting.
Yeah,
great casting Lawrence Cheney
as the Trunchbull. Yes. Yeah. And he would still be in drag. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How you doing, babes?
Yeah. Can you get in the chalky, babes? Magnus. You see it.
Yeah, that's genius. That is genius. Speaking, oh, we can end on this. Did you watch A Bitch Who Stole Christmas?
That's what it's called?
Yes, Savvy, did you watch A Bitch Who Stole Christmas?
I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, honey, whenever you're looking for some downtime, I know that's very rare in this day and age for you. But please watch A Bitch Who Stole Christmas.
Wait, hold on. Hold your horses.
Well, it is a beautiful winter evening here in Tuckahoe and the perfect night to kick off the annual Winter Ball. Isn't that right, Creston Carsley?
Oh, it sure is, Matt Rothfuss. Even our wives joined us here tonight in the audience.
Oh, hi, hon.
Look at her. The Bitch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Sure. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Who's the white bitch in the top left corner?
I don't know who the real actors and actresses and people are.
Okay,
I know.
Except for no, we got Craig's mother in the top right. Okay, there's mm-hmm. Ginger Minge. There's my old coworker, White Alex. Wait, who's this white drag queen, third row down on the left, across from Jan?
I don't know what you're looking at.
Okay, there's Jan. There's
I could tell you
Peppermint, and is this Brooklyn? You're Brooklyn Heights, and wow, RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
I see that it got a 5 and a 8 out of 10 on IMDb. This came out
the other day.
Okay, Carson Kressley's in it. Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ross, of course, Anna Maria Horsford is in it. We love to see it. Craig's mother, James Mansfield. That's who I couldn't see who that was. Okay.
Oh yeah. And James Mansfield has a big part.
Why the fuck is Chato in this? Laganja's in this.
Yeah.
This is so fucking random.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, okay, I think, can we watch this on Ciner?
I'm not watching it again.
Oh, you already watched it. God damn it.
Yeah, I think you should watch it on your own. It's not something I want to cover.
It's not something you want to cover.
No.
Oh, great.
But I feel like it's just something you should watch. Just like I think you should watch the Soul Food Cook-Off show, which I'm behind on.
I will watch that.
But yeah, A Bitch Who Stole Christmas. It is, how do I say this? I'm glad that all the queens got paid and are working. You know?
You're not.
I'm glad.
You're not helping me on what... Well, you know what? I tried to finish UK. I tried to start it up again, and I couldn't.
Dirty Rice.
I couldn't. Mm-mm. I just wasn't interested in like going back. I was like, wow, man, it's been a minute since I just quit in the I just quit the shit. I'm like, damn, I'm treating this like Canada.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah,
and then. In my background noise while I'm doing other stuff, I was trying to figure out a show to put on. And so I started putting on that, the bullshits. What's it called? The white people who was rich and they moved to the Schitt's Rock.
Oh, Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. And, you know, there's moments, I laugh at the mother a lot.
And the mom from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just
People hype that show up to me, and I tried watching it. I just wasn't into it. That Mademoiselle show on Amazon that won like hella Emmys. Like,
the chess shit, the checkers, whatever the fuck shit y'all tried to make us watch. And I was the British checkers. What's it called? The British checkers.
What are you talking about?
The British checkers on Netflix. That everybody was so excited.
Oh, the Queen's Gambit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wasn't, it don't work for your girl.
No.
Like, at all. No. It didn't work.
Mm-mm. But that's today's show.
It is. Thank you all for listening and supporting us for everything and all that we do. Have a safe and happy holiday season. We will not leave you hanging this holiday season. We will have new episodes for you all.
Absolutely.
Because we don't stop working. we love you for listening.
Yeah.
See you all next time. Bye.
Bye. Yes, we're moving.